You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jordan, I got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I didn't have any huge thing that happened this weekend, but I'm going to Waterworld today.
Hey, splish splash. That'll be fun.
We'll count that. That's fine.
Yeah, sure. Get in there before summer's over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Tear it up.
What are you taking with you? Are you packing a lunch or something?
I did pack some Palisade peaches and a bagel and cream cheese.
Both great pool foods.
Yeah.
When I think about going to the pool, I'm like, man, make sure let's pack the bagels and cream cheese.
What I had in the fridge.
That's all right. Yeah. It sounds good.
Fair.
It just sounds heavy.
You have a good time.
Yeah.
Ready to play some rattle off with you boys?
I'm ready.
All right. Let me see what we can do here. Now, by the way, I'm going to tell everyone who's holding, Chris, Aaron, Kathy, Christina, and Connie, even if we get a winner, don't hang up. We still want to talk to each of you. Keep an eye on them, Jeremy. Whoever hangs up just wants the prize. They don't even really want to talk to us. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Jordan.
Okay.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. Give us five artists you hear on Mix 100. Five artists you hear on Mix 100. Ready and go.
Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Counting Crows.
Did she get the Counting Crows
in enough time?
That was close.
We generally aren't going to mix in too much in Counting Crows music, but occasionally, like we did the other day.
Just like 2 days ago.
We did the other day because he said it was a bad sound.
That's right. A bad artist, and we played it just to tick that guy off.
That's right.
I think she got it.
I'm going to say you got it. You're a winner!
Yes!
That's right.
Good times.
Good job.
Have fun at Waterworld. Stand by. Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay. Thank you, boys.
Bye.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening. All right. Connie hung up, and Christina hung up. Hung up because they just wanted the prize. They didn't want to talk to us. We still have Chris, Aaron, and Kathy. One of these days, I'm going to do a thing where the people who continue to hold will all get $100.
Right.
And then those people who hung up will be like, but Chris, I'm not doing that today, so don't get excited, okay?
Oh, man. Today would have been a good day to start that.
I know.
You could use the $100, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess just like the rest of us.
That's right, buddy.
So what was the highlight of your weekend, Chris?
Well, I worked on Saturday, and I guess the highlight of my weekend is I take my dogs to the park every Sunday, and we went and ran around with the dogs.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
That's fine.
You're outside.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm boring.
It is. No, it's fine. A little boring.
What show are you watching these days?
I'm not really.
Well, you are boring.
Are you looking for a...
You ain't lying.
Do you have a special someone in your life?
I do.
Okay. How's that going?
Yep. Oh, she's a lot more fun than I am, apparently.
Where did you meet her?
I'm finding this out today. We met a long time ago at a pool party.
A pool party.
Oh, cute.
You weren't wearing a Speedo or anything, were you, Chris?
Oh, I hope he was.
God, I bet you do. I'll bet you do.
What was your, do you remember your opening line?
You like my Speedo?
No, I don't. But it was probably something dumb.
Probably something boring.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm a boring dude.
Yeah.
You probably went up and said, "Wow, a lot of chlorine in this pool, isn't there?"
So you like you like to swim, huh?
Man, so it smells like bleach out here. All right, cool.
Uh-huh. She's like, "Ooh, this guy is my
So then
type.
Where did you take her on your first date?
Just out to a nice little dinner.
Yeah.
Nothing actually special.
Do you remember where you went?
No, I don't, actually. I just remember we went out to dinner.
It's a long time ago. How long you been together?
I mean, come on, man. That was 22 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember my
Jeremy's first date. He remembers where they went.
Bennigan's, Chris. Bennigan's. Mm-hmm. And I had the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't remember what she had. Probably a salad.
Probably just not that important to you, I guess, Chris.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, you know, you'll have that. You'll have that.
It'll happen from time to time.
Listen, yep. I think you're a treat to talk to. We hope you go and have a great day, my friend. Thanks for being on the show. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time, maybe I'll get in first and get to play Rattle Off. But
I hope so. Hey. I'm counting on you. Your category will be five boring things.
Well, then I'm going to nail it.
You can start by saying, "Here's hoping." Chris.
Here's hoping, yeah.
Yeah. Number one, Chris.
Chris.
Boring.
You're a good sport. Have a great day, all right, my friend?
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so
brother.
Aaron, are you in a relationship right now?
I am.
How long?
Been together for 10, just married for 9.
And where'd you go on your first date? I'll bet you remember.
Starbucks.
Okay. Starbies. What'd you order?
Yeah. Oh, probably my usual, let's see, half caramel, half vanilla, non-fat latte, maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Did you get any of those delightful little mini scones that they have there?
No. You know, I don't think I've ever had their scones.
Vanilla bean scones, the little mini vanilla bean scones.
Dom loves them. He's raved about them for years.
I can't go to Starbucks without getting one.
Can't get enough of them.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, enough of that, Aaron. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Guys, I read a book for the first time in like 7 years. I read a book in like 48 hours. It was amazing.
What was the book?
It Ends With Us.
Oh, Colleen Hoover.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that Blake Lively movie soon.
Yes. Did you want to read the book before you saw the movie? Is that what was going on?
Yeah, and I just had I got into the book. It takes a lot for me to get into a book. And I have three small kids, so I was able to get into it, and man, it was good. I plowed through.
How's it end?
It ends with them.
Yeah, right.
It ends with them. There's another one, so I went to 4 different stores last night to try to get my the next book. I'm ambitious here. I'm going to read another book.
What's the next one?
Hey, all right.
Another
Colleen Hoover or something else?
It starts
yeah.
with us.
Yeah, it starts with us.
You're hooked on Colleen now, aren't you?
I guess, yeah. It was really good. It takes a lot for me to get hooked to a book, so that was good.
Man, she came out of nowhere, and now she's making millions. Boy, she's probably the biggest selling author in America the last couple of years, I think.
Really? So, yeah, she's got a lot. So we'll
pretty
check
crazy. Good for you. What was your format? Did you read like a paperback, an ebook, audiobook? What'd you do?
Okay. This audiobook, does that count as reading? Because I don't do that.
Sure does. Yes. That's all I do anymore.
Totally counts.
I know. I'm starting a new job actually today, and I have a 45-minute drive without children, so I'm going to start doing audiobooks for sure. But no, I did a paperback.
Audiobooks are great. No.
Oh, come on. You're absorbing the exact same information.
I absorb it more so with an audiobook than I do actually reading. Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote an article one time about this, Aaron, because somebody told me the same thing. They said, well, if you're listening to it, it's not the same as reading. You got to use your eyes to reading. And my response was, so you're telling people who read with Braille that they're not reading because they're not using their eyes?
Boom. Burn.
Mic drop right there, Aaron. Mic drop.
Aaron, download an app called Boundless.
Okay.
And it
My
connects,
husband's listening, so he's going to help.
Boundless. And it connects to the Biblioteca, and you can download audiobooks as many as you want. And it's great for free.
And regular books, too.
There's a variety of those. There's Boundless, there's Libby, and there's
good.
Hoopla. And Hoopla is good, too.
Hoopla's good, yeah. Oh. I prefer Boundless, so whatever.
So there's multiple things, and then you have a library, a library card, and you just use that, and it's like no charge.
Get some good headphones and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for those kidless car drives, so I'm excited to try that.
Good, do it.
Good for you. Listen, we're so glad you called. You go have a great day today. And thanks for staying on the line, all right?
Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Appreciate you, Aaron. Yeah, this whole argument about whether audiobooks counts as reading, that just needs to be over, okay? Just over.
Yeah.
Stop with your arrogance that, you know, it only counts if you read a, like a hard copy book.
I've listened to so many good ones that I'll turn around and then order the book even so I just have the hard copy even.
Yep, I've
done that.
I
enjoyed it so much, I'll buy one.
Yeah. Kathy, thanks for holding. And there's also some books that are better as audiobooks.
Yes.
And the prime example is Project Hail Mary. If you have a chance, and you should, because it's only one of the best books of the last 10 years by far, period, full stop. That is one that you want to listen to the audiobook and not read it. And
I can't
tell you why, because, well, it's not sound effects. It's that you just do, and you'll thank me afterwards.
Yeah. All right.
Kathy, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I just got back from a 14-plus hour road trip with one of my best friends. We left Denver to go to Montana Friday afternoon when we were off work. Since my boyfriend is working there for the season, he started an accounting job near Glacier National Park. And so I was like, well, before school starts back up, I would love to see Montana since I've never been there and visit you because we're long distance, so I haven't seen him for like 6 months. So we did my friend and I planned the road trip. We both obviously had to go back to work today. So it was a very short trip. But yeah, we left Friday afternoon, drove straight there and got there at 8 a.m. Saturday morning.
Wow.
Took a two-hour nap. And then at 10 a.m., he met up with us. And then we drove to Glacier National Park, went on a boat ride. It was gorgeous. Like drove around, walked around. I enjoyed some huckleberry ice cream, which was delicious. it was a really beautiful.
That's a long way to go for a booty call.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me ask you this. During this entire weekend, where did you find time to stop and take a breath?
Honestly, when we like got out of the car and like, you know, just stayed and like walked around and enjoyed the nature. And also when we rented out like a motorboat and we got to just like ride it for an hour, like that was like some nice breath of fresh air. Yeah.
Awesome. We need to get you another motorboat.
Glacier National Park, absolutely gorgeous. One of my favorite trips. Although, did you encounter a lot of mosquitoes when I was there? I got eaten alive with mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes, or not as many bugs, thankfully, actually.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
Good break for you. All right.
Do you see a future with this guy?
What'd you say?
You see a future with this guy?
I do. Again, we've been long distance for 4.5 years now, so I feel like he's the one.
At what point are you guys just going to connect and stay in one location after 4.5 years?
So I am finishing up my master's right now at Metro in social work, hopefully in May, and I'll graduate and then stay here in Denver maybe for a year or two, work and everything, save up, and then we'll see if he ends up doing accounting here in Denver or I move to California to be a social worker. So we shall see.
Whoa.
You know, it's possible that the reason you guys are still together after 4.5 years is because you don't live together and you're long distance. That might be what's keeping it going.
That's possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's also my first relationship. I've never dated anyone before him.
Where'd you meet him?
We met at a conference in California back in like 2019 when I was a student leader for like a club organization. For an Asian conference, my friend and I, who were officers, we got funded to go to California for this conference. And then he ended up going to the same conference to support his friend that was like a workshop presenter. And so as cheesy as it was, I think it was love at first sight at that conference.
You trust him being so far away?
I say so. We're in constant communication with each other, checking up, you know, calling each other or like texting, just making sure we're doing okay and everything. And supporting each other in every way we can, even though we're long distance. So,
only takes an hour, right,
Jeremy?
Right.
Like an hour
here, 1 hour there. I'm just saying, being out of touch.
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy, we're just messing with you. You are absolutely delightful. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. We hope you have a great day today. All right.
Thank you. You as well. Always a pleasure talking to you, boys.
Oh,
thanks,
the best, Kathy. I love our listeners.